The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of the Apostle St. James the Greater. He is the first apostle to be martyred, and the only apostle whose martyrdom is actually written and revealed in Scripture in the Acts of the Apostles. He is also called James the Greater, being the older of the two apostles named James. And we see the mother of James and John ask for this prestigious position. "I want my sons to sit at your right and your left." And the apostles are fine with it. "Yeah, we're ready." They want the prestige of being apostles. They want the power and authority that comes with being the first chosen disciples of Jesus. And so Christ has to remind them it's a two-sided coin. Yes, indeed, there is prestige with coming to be an apostle. Here we are celebrating a feast of St. James 2,000 years later. Obviously, there's prestige. There was power and authority. But the power and authority and prestige that Jesus is calling them to is not a worldly one. It is of the kingdom. And so it means sacrificial love. It means service to the point of shedding blood for the sake of the church. It means toil, sweat, real love. Not easy love, real love, that will demand the utmost and everything from you. And the prestige follows. It's a two-sided coin. The head's side is the work and the love, the blood, the sweat, and the tears, so to speak. The tail side, okay, there is, of course, the benefit that comes with that, and the prestige and the power and the authority, and most importantly of all, the holiness that comes from it. Today is also the anniversary of the great encyclical of St. Paul VI, Humanae Vitae, probably the most controversial encyclical in the history of the church, about married love, real married love, and unnatural contraceptive use of means to interfere with that love and the generation of children. Because married love, sexuality, is a two-sided coin. You can't have one without the other side. One side is the union, the beautiful union in the flesh of a husband and wife, which is a magnificent thing. That's why they've made this commitment to one another, to share the ups and the downs, the good times, the bad, the sicknesses, the health, everything. They give together, and so that sacrament, the sign of that giving, is the coming together, the unity of the two bodies in union, and it's very beautiful. And that is the height of human love. The other side of the coin is what naturally can come from that is children. Naturally. Unless you do something to interfere. And so contraceptive love, St. Paul VI tells us, is trying to have one side of the coin without the other. It's removing the responsibility that comes with that natural act, that beautiful act of love. It's not fully sacrificial. It's not fully beautiful, and it's not a total gift of self if I withhold my fertility. If I hold that back, that's a major part of being human. That's a major part of sexuality. If I remove that from the equation, then I begin to act as the mother of the apostles did. I want all the prestige, I want the power, I want the pleasure, but I don't want the responsibility that comes with that. And so it ultimately leads to a worldliness and not to a holiness. As St. Paul said in the first reading, what are we about? We carry about in ourselves, we who are disciples of Christ, the dying of Jesus. That doesn't mean depression and desolation. It means sacrificial love. Jesus' life was a life of giving, self-giving to the point of sacrifice and lifting people up to the joy of being in God's family. That's what we bring. And so we carry this dying within ourselves. And if we don't, well, then ultimately what ends in a worldly life, a life simply focused on pleasure, is death. That's the reward at the end. But when we carry about in ourselves the sacrificial love of Jesus, the dying of Jesus within us, well, then the life of Jesus becomes manifested ultimately in us. First, naturally, in married love, the life of a brand new person, the greatest gift. And then ultimately the life of the kingdom of God in holiness and saintliness. So we give thanks today for the life of the great apostle James, who ultimately came around after 3 years of intense training, of understanding the life of Jesus and receiving a gift of witnessing his resurrection, and then being the first of the apostles to lay down that life in martyrdom for the sake and the love of the church. And because he was willing to do that, carrying about in his body the death of Jesus, all the life of all the disciples and the friends of God who've come, and the generations after generations since, the children of the church, the children in some sense of the apostles, has been manifested through the years and will continue to the end of time. And we celebrate that now by remembering St. Paul VI and his courageous encyclical. We pray for married people. We pray for those who have the vocation to marriage, that they will also all have the courage to give themselves to each other fully in sacrificial love, and for a world in need of new life, always celebrating and promoting human life.